This is CliffCentral.com.
All right. Hey, Rich.
Hey, how's it going?
Jesus, that was quite loud. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Excellent, excellent. We haven't spoken for a little while. You busy and happy and healthy?
I am. I'm all those things. I think I'm actually going to be popping into the studio next week, so it'll be nice to see all your faces.
Excellent. Then we can check that you are in good health.
Wow, when last did we see Rich?
About 2014.
Yeah. That was a good time.
All right. So, Rich, what's on your agenda for today?
Hey, well, funny story. I just wanted to tell you off the bat, Lloyd, that you just had on, the guest that you just had on discussing Delicious.
Yes.
If it wasn't for him, I would never have had a company.
You're joking.
So years ago, yeah, he was the guy who brought in Ministry of Sound. I missed the beginning of the interview. I'm not sure if he mentioned it. And he also worked for a magazine called Vibe Magazine and Get the Funk Out, GTFO.
Yes. Right.
And I bought advertising in those magazines when I was working for Gearhouse. And I was 20 years old. And he said to me, listen, if you don't have a designer, don't worry. We've got a designer at the office. Let me introduce you to him. And that guy went on to become my first business partner.
Hmm. Look how things happen, right?
Yeah, yeah. And then we used to go out for good curries and stuff. He's a good guy. I'm so happy to hear that he's doing amazing things.
That he is, indisputably. All right, so let's talk about you for a second, because every week you give us a little reality check. What's on the agenda?
Okay. That's a silly one. It's so flippant, but it just irritates me so much. And this is really the essence of what the reality check was. It's a completely ridiculous rant. Mm-hmm. I want to call Sex Addicts Anonymous, and I want to tell them that I have the perfect cure for them, and that is talking about cryptocurrency. There is nothing that bores me more. There is nothing that will give me a bigger direction than listening to people getting all smug talking about how well they're doing in cryptocurrency.
All right. Is this as a result of people that you've been talking to for the last 6 months that have every opportunity that they get, they tell you about their portfolio and what tokens they've got, which exchange they use, that kind of shit. And I can hear immediately that there are possibly people who are becoming disentangled from the sexiness of any conversation immediately. Is that what you're talking about?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's like it's your only thing, is that there's nothing else going on. It really is. I mean, Rand was on a show recently, and he said, you know, if you're a vegan, do CrossFit, or a Bitcoin investor, which one do you talk about first? And I totally get, like, that's the thing. It's become the new thing that you have to mention. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not against crypto trading or cryptocurrency. Like, I actually invested a few years ago in a business, and I've done, fairly well in it. So I totally believe that there is a big part of the future there. Just stop being so smug about it. Stop having to tell everybody, oh, you made a great ICO and you traded this and blah, 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 this or that, the next thing. Oh, it's like the latest, it's like the hot hobby that you have to have.
Yeah,
it's just amazing to me.
But I mean, they just had this cycle challenge in Cape Town now. And I think it illustrates to me, and obviously with cycling, I'm biased in not in favor of it. And the same goes for, you know, vegans who sit and talk about vegan stuff the whole time. But it's true for everybody if they have a one-track mind in terms of their interest. You've got to have a couple of interests. I think this is really important, is people have to be balanced. You have to have something interesting, scientific, that you could talk about. There's got to be something interesting that's social. There's got to be something interesting that's got to do with the economy. You've got to have something to talk about when it comes to sport. You have to have something in every category that you can tick if you want to be the kind of person who can talk to a lot of different people and make it fun.
Yeah, I think I said to you a while ago that people talk about thinking outside the box. It's not about thinking outside the box. It's about having lots of boxes.
Right.
You need to be interested in a number of things. And if you find yourself discussing one topic too much, you know, I love obviously board games and things like this, but I realize that if I discuss this far too much, it's going to turn people off. So I get interested. I'm interested in lots of things. I love talking about books. I love reading. At the moment, I'm absolutely obsessed with jump rope, with skipping. But I also understand that nobody wants to hear any one of these things.
Well,
so you want to be able to chop and change between different things as much as you can.
And you have to be aware of what it is that you talk about too much of the time, right? This is kind of almost like a self-regulator. You have to have some sort of device in your head that kicks in. Like, I've been talking about this for the last 5 minutes. It's time to change track and either to listen to someone else and hear what they've got to say that I could learn something from, or to inject something new into the conversation.
Yeah, because I think context matters.
So you will be speaking to
many different people.
No. How do you know when you've maybe gone on about something for too long? I mean, do you have an internal regulator? Do you have some ability to switch off the boring monotone of cryptocurrency if that was something that you were talking about? Are you aware of what your go-to things are to talk about ad infinitum?
Well, in general, what I do realize is when you are speaking, if you had a little button that you could push, and every time you're talking, you hold it in, and every time other people are talking, you let it go. And it fills up a bar of how much conversation time you're hogging. Generally, when it gets to the point where you're the only one talking about the topic and where you're dominating too much of the time, it's time to change it because people have run out of their give a shit and they actually don't want to engage anymore. It's just you now being on you're basically holding court. At that point, the easy trick is to change the conversation by asking a question. So that's my obsession right now. What is the thing that's keeping you up at night? What is the thing that you're loving that you can't stop thinking about? If you ask a question like that, then you get to throw the ball to the other side of the court and see what happens.
I love that. I think that we could all be better at conversation. We would be more useful and interesting human beings to spend time around. And for all we know, we could learn a lot more from each other if we weren't going down this one track of talking about things that are the topic of the moment, whether it's cryptocurrencies or whether it's CrossFit or whether it's veganism or whether it's the Kardashians.
Absolutely.
All right.
Fantastic. Well, that's it. As I said, it was just a garden variety rant, but I think you made a great point about it. So
yeah. Thanks.
Fantastic.
Man. No, it's always good.
Thanks,
Thank you. All right. Thanks, Rich.
Catch you guys next week.
Cool.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is CliffCentral.com.